The question I have has to do with enlightenment factors.
Mm-hmm.
And that when it comes to the contingencies, for example, I have a sort of personal intimate familiarity with how they're experienced by the mind. But with enlightenment factors, some of the terms are still kind of more vague. And probably because of pre-existing associations with the different words. So, for example, the enlightenment factor of joy, whenever you read about it in the sutras, usually seems that it's something that's really naturalized by itself. It's not something you actually cultivate. It just sort of comes about as a result of the result of attending laws. So, it seems like that joy, tranquility, even concentration, equanimity come about as a result, basically a result of putting in the factors that conditions that cause them to arise, rather than sort of going and doing something to cause them to arise directly. By contrast to hindrances, you can use a fine thing and not try to force that.
Press
the tongue up against the root of the mouth.
Right.
There are a lot of similes where actually how to sort of cause something to change. And I'm wondering if you guys talked about the cultivation of those factors other than the movements.
Well, I think with the that's one where that investigation of dhammas is very helpful, and familiarizing oneself with those things that do elicit, say, a feeling of joy or of well-being. Sometimes joy is again, the words in English can be, fairly loaded or have preconceived ideas of what it should be.
Is the technical term also in Catholicism?
Double whammy. So that and say the word in Pali, bhiti, bhiti can be displayed in many, many different ways. So just because sometimes it's even translated as zest, because it's just kind of like when you're, say, meditating, the mind starts to set a little bit, there's a bit of clarity come, a bit of focus, and then there's, all of a sudden you're sort of like starting, you feel like you're starting to wake up. And that is bhiti. Or I can remember like Ajahn Chah saying, sometimes, when you're doing a breath meditation, or you're meditating, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be breath meditation, but you're meditating and there's the mind's just starting to settle, and there's this feeling of like when you breathe, and it's sort of, and you just kind of, there's this kind of a shiver of kind of well-being and kind of an energizing quality. But that's bhiti, so that it's not so utterly refined or spectacular. It's reasonably common. We all experience it. And it's sort of like reminding oneself of that, because that's also a factor of mindfulness, is like reminding oneself, or like anusati is like a recollection. Remind, because that's one of the functions of sati, because one of its main roots is also in the root of memory. So recollecting, remembering. So just remembering a quality, an association of well-being, and and ease. And so that like pasati is tranquility, but pasati has its displays itself more in the body, in the sense of it's like an ease within the body, a relaxing in the body, so that those are one can be quite consciously just really attending to, relaxing and settling, so that one's proactively engaging one's attention and recollection, so that those one is eliciting those states of mind or states of being, and I think it's really important to in the practice to recognize that one can do that rather than being a passive recipient of some kind of perceived good karma that one's creating, you know, so that everything has to be absolute, you know, the stars have to all align properly before one can experience a particular a feeling or mental state. But then once you're starting to recognize, oh no, I can be actually eliciting and remembering, recollecting. These are qualities of mind that are utterly wholesome, and that's an idiom that sticks in my mind from the suttas or the translation of the suttas. Utterly wholesome. I thought, wow, that's just really interesting. Just something, completely good. And you realize, oh yeah, and what I'm actually doing is actually utterly wholesome. Just sitting here, breathing in and breathing out, and maintaining an intention of goodness.